After that, there wasn't no paying our parents.
Yes, that's right. I'm speaking all, you know, from on up until this
point. About everything.
Here. Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about just one thing.
Yes, sir.
I mean, parenthood covers everything.
Yes, sir.
Transportation, hygiene, the way you go to school, the way you understand what I'm saying? The way you cook, the way your personality and character, the way you meet other peoples.
Yes, sir.
That's what parenthood is covering.
Yes, sir. That's right. And all
the aspects, how you wipe your butt,
yes.
How you go to the doctor, how you drive your car.
Yes, sir.
It covers the whole aspect.
Yes, sir.
And you run the heater in the house.
Yes, sir. That's
you understand what I'm saying? It covers everything. It just doesn't cover one thing.
Yes, sir.
See, they don't even recognize you. See, you have to be taught that anything running a heater up and down the stairs is no good.
Yes, sir.
You have to be taught that you keep that as a threat thing as room temperature.
Yes.
And it's usually 74, 70, 75, or 70 degrees Fahrenheit at all times, and you never catch a cold.
Yes, sir. It's that the heater here has a thing where you set it on automatic, and it automatically comes on its own, you know, to keep the heater.
I understand that.
Yes, sir.
The type of house that it is, it's supposed to have that. And you set it at body temperature, and you never let it leave body temperature.
Yes, sir, but they change it all the time.
I mean,
yes, sir.
It doesn't change it. Oh, my God, the president of Master Wallace, for I'm especially the most honorable guy, I'm make the product of their environment change it.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that you will know, I don't care what you do, when you're coming through American so-called Negroes and you bring them into a house and they don't have knowledge about the temperatures and stuff, they come, and when you go over in the ghetto neighborhoods, everybody over in the ghetto neighborhood that does not have old parents or that's been raised in a Negro family, run them heaters up and down. Everywhere I go, I watch them run them up and down.
Yes,
up
sir.
And down. There's no difference.
Yes, sir.
Until you go off into a cultured home, and you see that they don't run the heaters up and down. They sit at body temperature.
Yes, sir.
That's the same way you do in a car. You sit your climax. A lot of people don't know. You sit your climax condition down on 70-something degrees or 75 degrees Fahrenheit, and it comes on and off automatically without you ever having to touch the air conditioner or anything again.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
they're
yes,
automatic.
Sir. Yes, sir.
But you'll be amazed at how many people wait till it gets heat, then they want to turn it on and run it up to real cold, and then when they cool out, they cut it off and stuff.
Yes, sir.
But a climactic condition thing is to sit it exactly at the temperature that a body stays at, and therefore you won't catch no cold. You run a body up and down, it's going to do just like a car, run the temperature up and down, so you're going to blow that thing up.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then a lot of people don't know that. Then a lot of people, they don't even know what their body temperature is. Half of the people out there don't even know what their body temperature is supposed to be at.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's why they come up with colds and their children come up with colds.
Yes, right.
They stay sick.
Yes, sir.
And then them heaters think up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yes, sir.
But that's not the way that it's did.
Yes, sir.
You don't, huh?
I like on the person Master Wallace Fire Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, so that we can have a clear understanding as this is the first day for the rest of our walk in the walk. Like when in the mornings and afternoons, whatever, we know that I like on the person Master Wallace Fire Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that at some points, just myself and so called Lorraine, at what points, like, do we call the sisters in and et cetera?
Conversations in, but on these conversations?
Yes, sir, to speak. You know, they like to sit in sometimes, you know, because, I mean, you know, all the time.
Well, you're supposed to always see, this is one thing that a lot of God, we've been past this way
yes,
before.
Sir. Yes, sir, so do, what I'm
but
saying is,
in this
what,
time in another dwelling.
Yes, sir, do
okay,
we,
so what you do, you're supposed to have a stop clock, a stopwatch in the first place, or a watch that you get your big clock and put on the wall so you can see and keep time. It's an hour's conversation that's supposed to be had on the phone.
All right, thanks, sir.
And therefore, at halfway mark, then you bring in the sisters at the halfway mark.
All right, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, you got a yin and a yang.
All right, yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I was sitting down and you couldn't hear me. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that's where you bring in a yin and a yang.
All right.
So you're covering your business asset because you got to remember, you got to have to, they have to learn. Believe me, even in all their learning and all they think they're schooling and all everything that they got, they're 170,000 degrees off the point of civilized culture of behavior pattern, the way it should really be.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? That included me too.
Yes, sir.
That included us all.
Yes, sir.
You know, too hard. You understand? You mean I can't have that and I can't do this and I got to be, I can't make that. And the wage thereof is surely life in heaven.
Yes, sir.
But there's another rule that you brought up in this way, with in this world, that everybody's traveling down. It's easy. I can have me a peanut if I want to. I can go here and lick on a wound if I want to. Or I can tap off in the corner this way. Or I can just wear my clothes hanging off. I can fart all over the place.
Yes, sir.
I can do what I can, speed around the corner, roll burlies in the cars. I don't even have to clean up the car. Just throw stuff on it. I can run the heaters up and down. I can turn the radios up and down. I can bop to the beat, shake my ass all over the place.
Yes, sir.
You understand all that? I can cook in the house, just let grease fly everywhere. I don't have to use the ventilation fan on the top because I don't see no smoke. And if it is, it don't make no difference.
Yes,
you understand? I don't have to have no curtains up to the house. Just let it all hang out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that the road there look like it's heaven and peace. Look like you just laying back. You don't got to do nothing. Just roll over somebody, push some food in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
You don't worry about no bills and that. The way there is surely hell.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because to get to heaven, all that stuff got to be cut off.
Yes, sir.
There's a point. There's a point of no return.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So when someone takes it upon themselves, when you take it upon yourself, and if you're a God or you're an angel or you are somebody of righteous, take it upon yourself to go down into, it's all going down into the muck and the mud.
Yes, sir.
Like quicksand.
Yes, sir.
You're not shuffling, you don't know how to do it, it'll suck you under.
Yes, sir.
Because everybody down there, when you come down there, that you come to see, that's your devout. To them, I mean, they're like a devout enemy.
Yes, sir.
They're 1,000 times worse than the devil.
Oh, yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying? You know who the devil is. The devil can't get next to you, but here's your unknown enemy. Look just like you,
yes,
sitting up there
sir.
In that body.
Yes, sir.
And as you're reaching to help, it's reaching to eat you up by the cause that you have to try to help the body. But that mentality of the devil is in him is laying there knowing.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
you
yes,
think
sir.
You're going to tell to do this?
Yes, sir.
But then what do you think? That you know more than we do.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm a Muslim too. It ain't even going claiming, but I'm a Muslim. I know more Islam than you.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? I've been to school. I can read, write, and spell.
Yes, sir.
You know, give me some money. I want to use your car. Most of the teachers, I don't like those kind of shoes you want me to wear.
Yes, sir.
I see Muslim people wear these other kind of shoes, and I want them kind.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
In Muslims' houses, they run the heaters up and down. I've been in some houses who listen to that old funky music. All this foolishness. I've been in houses where Muslim media towels laying around.
Yes,
and I've been in a house where Muslim children complain and wasn't oppressed into behavior pattern of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
They got all that kind of stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Put the arms around your neck and the arms around the neck. I didn't mean it.
Yes, sir.
All that. They'll eat you up. That's what. So you've got to be taught.
Yes, sir.
How to deal with those mentalities.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
Because your worst enemy are the ones that you're coming to help.
Yes, sir.
And never lose sight of that.
Thank you, sir.
They're taught to take advantage of every weak point that they think that they can see. They don't take the righteousness as positiveness. They take it as a weakness, a sign of weakness in you.
Yes, sir.
Because they'll see that you want to be right. You're trying to do right with them, so therefore you recognize that they might be a little in the grave, so therefore you're going to take this back talk from them. They're going to use that. But everybody
yes.
can't always be right. You know we did, so give us a little break on that.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I said? But it's no break. Can't deal here.
Yes, sir.
You can't. It's just so tight that you can't slap one fraction because if you do, pop, they go.
Yes, sir.
100 times more niggerism is coming back behind that one.
Yes, sir.
And first, you could be about the shoes. Well, you say, well, okay, well, I can forget about the shoes. Then it'll be the sink. Then it'll be the heater. Then it'll be the going in the car and won't come back. Then it'll be this here and that there.
Yes, sir.
Little thing. But it'll add up. Every little bit hurts.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It'll be that. Then they want to, when you're gone, then they're going to use the phone to be calling everybody. Just anybody.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
calling to their so-called parents when they know that absentness causes the heart to grow fonder.
Yes, sir.
If it's agreed that, hey, well, I'm going to call my so-called parents today, what for?
That's right, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? You call your parents under the instructions of the law, God, the prison, the law, 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 the
Yes, sir.
Then you say, why is that? Well, why is that? That you got the knowledge that you got the way you got it right now and completely understand it. Because you wouldn't have been able to get the knowledge by yourself. Did you go out and get the knowledge? Did you get the knowledge of the truth or the understanding to know this? Or did it have to come to you in a certain kind of mannerism?
That's right, yes, sir.
Come the way that you want it to come.
That's right, sir.
Or did it come by the direction of a master?
That's right, yes, sir.
Therefore, we don't need nothing of the mentality of the thoughts that you believe that is right and wrong.
Yes, sir.
That's why the devil said, well, I'll put a mentality in their heads that'll make them think that they know the right way. You know, we'll educate them into that way so that they think that they know the right and wrong way.
Yes, sir.
He said, because I won't be able to be over there to battle for them. So I just put my mentality in their head. And that'll battle. That's why the greatest battle of Armageddon begins within. And spirit abroad. The battle begins with that mind, that mentality that's up there, that you think is right, and that you think that you can't see no fault in that.
Yes, sir.
I don't see no fault of why I could, because I left my sock laying in the room there.
Yes, sir.
I don't see no fault because I left a dirty dish on the bed or under the bed, or I don't see no fault because I allowed the children to pray. The most honorable Islam is saying, Islam, one of the first laws that govern this universe is that Muslims are not involved in sport and play.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
Sport and play is not one of the mentalities of a Muslim or a God. You have never read no book where you've seen the angels were sitting around playing, or God was sitting around sporting and playing.
Yes, sir.
You see what the world of sport and play is all about. Look at America.
That's right.
So now how are we going to say, well, a child's got to play? No, you may be saying the child has got to exercise a little bit. Exercising and play is something different.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, they got to turn thermostats and bump up against the wall and crawl all around and throw dishes against the, and throw this and have pills to mark all up. No, that's foolishness there.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And if I buy, just like the mentality when I say, well, we buy some dresses and put them this way because we got to make this house look lived in. I don't buy a dresser to put a dresser in the closet. If we got to put a dresser in the closet, then you might as well just go buy one of them old raggedy ones and stick in the closet.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Huh?
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you buy old raggedy. Just buy old box in and throw the clothes in and put them in the closet.
Yes, sir.
Why would you want to buy a new Cadillac to park it in the garage and never be come out?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't make no sense.
That's right. None at all.
None whatsoever. I'm going to stick it in the closet and it'll look good. You just think that ain't nothing wrong with that. It's just being the way out here.
Yes, sir.
It ain't in the way out here. It's in the way out here to teach you how to properly get around it and to move around those objects.
Yes, sir.
And if you're civilized, you can move around in a close quarter and not be disturbed by what's in there.
Yes, sir.
Because it's part of the natural inhabitant of what a dwelling should look like.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to end up with a dwelling like a Negro house.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Who wants to go to a Negro house? Well, I've seen many of Negro houses.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Oh, but you go to Negro's house and found diapers in the toilet commode.
That's right, yes, sir.
Diapers laying all over the place, stuck up under the bed in places.
Yes,
crackers,
sir.
And cookies all over the place. Wrappers, yes, everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Look down in the bottom of the sink, the dishes are not really clean. They're just thrown in the bottom in the cabinets and stuff, not stacked in there in a civilized manner.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, baby, we're not that kind of people. The house can tell you everything about the person.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I can walk into your house and tell you everything about your mentality.
Yes, sir.
Character, your hygiene, your thoughts, everything.
Yes, sir.
I can look in your car and tell you about yourself.
Yes, sir.
This is what got some people say. You can take off your panty and the panty, when you take it off, the phone flies, everybody will know a story about you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise due to a lot of God and a person of master wise. You grandma, you can come in a clean looking dress and look around the collar. You can see all the filth and the dirt around the edges of it.
Yes, sir.